thrilled to welcome to our show, back to KFRC, David Cassidy.
Again.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're going to be in town. You're coming to Fairfield.
I am. I'm coming to Fairfield October 10th.
For the candy festival there. Are you really into candy? Are you got a sweet tooth?
Baby, I'm into candy. Oh, man, am I into candy.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, baby. I didn't know it was the candy festival. That's
Well, you know it has to be, because you know, are you familiar with Ronald Reagan? It was Ronald Reagan's favorite candy, right?
Yeah,
jelly bellies.
Of course. Well, I mean, everybody on the planet knew that in the 80s, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Well, that's where they make them. They were from originally Fairfield. The Jelly Belly plant is there.
Wow. Now, that's something I also did not know. Dan, look at the education I'm getting this morning.
See, you should call us every day, David. You wouldn't believe what you'd learn.
You know, I think I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to write that in my book. Call you guys, Kenny and Dean, every day.
Now, David, what can we expect in concert when you arrive in Fairfield?
I'm going to do my tribute to Led Zeppelin.
I have waited my entire life for that.
I was thinking, I actually do a little bit. You know, I grew up playing guitar and, like, garage bands in the 60s and in high school, and living in L.A. as I did as a teenager. I moved from New York when I was about 11, 12. I had an opportunity to see The Doors, Buffalo Springfield,
sure.
Stones. I saw Hendrix 5 times, so I was
a
very big blues and R&B fan, too. So I do a little bit of my roots and a lot of my hits from Partridge Family, and as well as my solo hits. You know, if you were to come see anybody play live that you have a reference to, you don't want them to play their whole new album. You want to hear them play their hits and songs that they're familiar with. I went online to my website at davidcassidy.com and asked fans what they wanted me to play. And some songs, like, I hadn't played Church in 25 years, probably.
Yeah.
I Woke Up in Love This Morning. A lot of my early hits, like Through Your Heartbeat, stuff that I hadn't played in so long off the early stuff. And it's really great. I'm having the time of my life, and we're going to blow the roof off that place.
Well, you're coming here the best time of the year, though.
So I understand, and the weather's going to be perfect, and hopefully, you know, I can get in and out of San Francisco and see what's going on. I haven't been up in Northern California for a long time.
Oh, well, we've missed you. I mean, the last time I saw you was at, I think it was at DV8, like, 12 years ago.
15.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm older than I thought.
I was doing a movie with Roman Coppola, his film. It was called The Spirit of 76.
That's right.
And it was 1989.
Yeah, that was such a great show, though, you know, and it was such a diverse crowd, and I'll bet you whenever you play, you have people from all ages loving you.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that they love the music, and hopefully they have a relationship to me and the work I've done both in the 70s and, you know, and work in the theater. I actually played, because I played San Francisco in 1996. I did Blood Brothers there for 3 weeks.
That's right.
Mm.
Show I did on Broadway. But of course I wasn't doing concerts. I was in the theater and worked a lot there, and then for 6 years in Vegas. And last 2 years I've been all over the United States and in fact all over the world. I went back to Australia and played Europe and UK last year. I'm going back again.
Man, you are busy.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm doing some television again. I did guest on the premiere episode of Malcolm in the Middle, which airs, I think, right after the World Series, November 2nd.
Now, just don't do Celebrity Fear Factor, okay?
Oh, please. Please. You know, the state of television is quite pathetic.
Yes.
We're looking forward to seeing you at the Candy Fest, and also Malcolm in the Middle, November 2nd. David Cassidy, call us anytime.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you guys, too, and come and don't throw love beads. Throw
jelly bellies. We'll throw jelly beans at you.
Jelly bellies. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, you might want to wear some protective headgear.
Thanks.
All right.
Great to talk to you.
All right, David Cassidy.
Oh, I love him.
You all right?
She's all right. She's okay.
You know what was great? I forgot to even mention it to him. When he sang the national anthem for the Marlins game, Alex Rodriguez was there. And he's, you know, because he's not playing. And so they were interviewing A-Rod, and they're saying, hey, what does it feel like? You got pretty good seats here. And he's like, yeah, I live in Miami, so people hook me up. And he said, but you don't have as good a seat today as David Cassidy. And A-Rod says, well, who's that?
Oh.
Well, he didn't know who David Cassidy was.
How could that be?
Well, A-Rod's in his what? He's about 25.
I don't think he's ever woken up in love this morning. He is not 72. He looks great.
Unless you're a child of the 70s, you know, the David Cassidy era may have passed you by.
He did 6 years in Vegas. He was the big star attraction. He may have to go back now that Siegfried and Roy are
history. That's right. He could be it. Oh. A lot of folks are going to be going back there trying to drum up something.
7:46 right now while I swoon over Keith Partridge. You go ahead and do traffic.
All right, Bay Bridge backup, West Grand Avenue.